Mobile app founders, if you're currently running ads or are thinking about running ads, this video will give you everything that you need to know in order to master every single stage of your funnel for your ads. From top of funnel, from middle of funnel, all the way to bottom of funnel, so people aren't just knowing about your app, but they're also installing your app, and then at the end, they're actually retaining and subscribing to your app. And that's everything that we're going to cover today. For those of you who are new, welcome to the show, welcome to the podcast, welcome to this episode. My name is Sai Kara. I am the co-founder of Trendify, where we do nothing else but scale mobile apps through paid ads. After my brother and I personally created thousands of pieces of content, built over 10 million followers, managed millions in mobile app spend, helped apps get millions of users, millions of followers, and billions of views, working with companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and Cloak, we decided to start this podcast to share everything we learned along the way. I hope you share with a fellow mobile app founder and enjoy. So, what exactly do you need in order to master the full funnel strategy for app growth? So, in order to scale your app profitably, you can't just throw money at ads and hope for the best. Unfortunately, it's not the way it works, although it would be nice if it were. You need a clear structure, a rhythm, momentum in order to scale profitably and build a system that not just builds awareness, trust, and conversions, but also optimizes for retention and revenue. Because let's be honest, you can have a ton of people installing your app. If they don't actually retain and give you money, why the heck should you care? So let's start with the mistake that most founders make, most mobile app owners make. They only focus on middle of funnel, which is chasing installs, which in all essence and all terms does make sense on the surface, but I will be telling you why you need to master a full funnel strategy in order to optimize revenue to the best of your ability. And they ignore a lot of top of funnel and bottom of funnel. So if you're not optimizing all three stages, you're leaving serious money on the table, and I'll tell you exactly at which stage to optimize for what. So number one, let's start with top of funnel. If all of this seems like gibberish to you, hang with me for a second. This will be super, super valuable. Top of funnel, TOF. What is top of funnel? Well, it's basically the top of a funnel. Oh, Sai, man, I never knew that. Okay, the way you can think about this is I'm going to try my best to make a funnel here. If you guys have ever seen funnels here, let me funnel for water bottle. Right, okay, this is perfect. So let's pull up an image here. So let's look at this funnel right here on the right. Now, if you're looking at this right now, you will see that this right here is the very top. What is that? That's top of funnel, okay? And then this right here is the middle. What is that? That's the middle of the funnel. And then this right here, the very end, is where the bottleneck lies, and that is bottom of funnel. So what does each stage really mean? And the best way I can explain it is look at this water that's flowing right here, okay? If you're paying attention, look at this water. That's flowing into this funnel. Now, if you look at the water, you'll realize that a lot of it is being poured through. And a lot of it goes through this area, and then some goes through here, and then all of it comes through here, and slowly but surely makes its way down. Now, typically what happens in a funnel is that not all of the people, not all of the water that's pouring here ends up coming to the bottom. It sometimes gets stuck, or a lot of water doesn't make its way to the bottom. However, if you're thinking about a mobile app funnel, I want you to imagine this as, like I said, the top of funnel, this is the middle of funnel, and then somewhere down here is the bottom of funnel. So top of funnel, you can see it's a lot bigger. There's a lot more area, a lot more surface area here in the top of funnel. And then this is a little bit smaller. This is a lot smaller, which basically means that you'll find in your top of funnel that you will have a lot of people coming. Middle of funnel, not so many people. And then bottom of funnel, these are the users that you actually care about. Less and less and less people. So how do we translate that into what I am talking about today? So top of funnel is basically asking, what is this app? Now I want you to put yourself in perspective of your end user, the user that is actually downloading your app. They might be asking, what is this app? Let's say that your app is Uber and I am a potential customer and I hear the word Uber. I'm like, what is Uber? What is this app? So why does top of funnel matter? Trust on social media is at an all-time low. People have been burned by apps. They get promised something that leads to something else. Now with all these course creator gurus on social media, it's just really difficult to get people to actually trust you. And your job at the stage isn't to sell. It's to provide value and prove that you're real and worth paying attention to. So what does that mean? Top of funnel is basically introducing your brand to new audiences. It builds credibility and trust before asking for a conversion, warms up your audience, making later ads cheaper and more effective. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you see a girl and you want to ask her on a date. You won't go up to her and be like, hey, let's get married. No, there's a lot of steps you have to take before. Hey, my name is Sai. I am this person. I do XYZ. I think you're really good looking. Can we go out on a date? Like, there's all these things that you start warming up to. You're not going to ask for a marriage straight up. Like, that's just not how it works. And top of funnel is building that credibility. It's kind of like that, the small talk stage, right? You're like, oh, I do this. I have these many siblings. I do this for work. I live here. XYZ family stuff, yada, yada, yada. And you are basically trying to get your users to trust you. You're trying to get them to believe you. Now, a lot of apps miss out on the stage. And now this is why you'll see really big apps in the industry. Like, think of the Duolingos of the world. Now they spend probably like 60, 70% of their time on top of funnel. And a pretty cool story, New Balance, I believe, was declining in revenue for a really long time. When you think New Balance, you think of really old people wearing New Balance shoes. And then the CMO stepped in and asked, I believe it was the CEO, what percent of spend was going to direct funnel optimization, which is basically sort of like the middle bottom of funnel, direct response marketing. That's the word that I was looking for. Direct response marketing, meaning we can track every single dollar that is being spent and track the amount of dollars that are being allocated out. And I believe the CEO said it was like a 70-30 split. So 70% was being spent on direct response marketing, and 30% was being spent on top of funnel strategies, which is just growth, spending money, not really knowing where the return is coming from. So quote unquote branding. And then the CMO said, can you just trust me on this? Let's reverse the percentages. I might have the percentages off a little bit, but I believe he said 30% on direct response, 70% on branding. And in less than 2 years, he took the company over. And from there, it's just been an amazing story. Now, all of my friends wear New Balances. I remember when I first saw people wearing New Balances my age, I was like, dude, what are you doing? You're not 80 years old. But the CMO did a great job, and now New Balances turn around. So this is something that you should definitely be spending time doing. And usually where I recommend this stage is when you have a little bit of middle funnel growth, which I'll talk about in just a second, which is just direct installs. When you have a little bit of growth and you've proved some level of product market fit, so you know you can start spending more money on branding. Now, it is possible to get top of funnel to convert directly into users. However, it's not always promised or guaranteed, and no one can make that guarantee and promise to you. Really quick, guys, my brother and I spend a ton of time putting together free content like this. And if you're enjoying so far, it would mean the world if you could leave a review and share this with a fellow mobile app founder. For all you know, this podcast could be the unlock to them building a billion-dollar app, and you will be forever remembered for sending it to them. Now back to the show. So here's an example. If someone sees your brand multiple times before you ask them to install, they're way more likely to trust it. This is why companies run high volume, top of funnel campaigns. Why companies running high volume top of funnel campaigns always have lower CPIs, because they're spending money on top of funnel, and then that's turning into users that actually use their platform. So an example I can give you, I talk about this all the time, is pockets within ad platforms. So think about Meta, think about TikTok. When you pay the platform to put your ads on the platform, they're basically looking for the warmest audiences, because if they're able to find audiences that actually vibe with your product and know who you are or are somewhat acquainted, then those people are likely to purchase or use your product or download your app a lot more likely than people who have no idea what you do. And so once you exhaust that first batch of people, Meta, TikTok is looking for this next audience. It's looking for this next niche, the next pocket. And when you have organic content, people that have already seen your content probably already know what your app does, and they're way more likely to download your app when they see your ad. And Meta, TikTok, they will look for the pockets that are most likely to interact with your app and actually download it when you run ads. And so they'll look for people that have interacted with your organic content. So you hit them from multiple places at multiple different times. Okay, when do you implement top of funnel strategies? As you scale your ad spend, your audiences get colder and acquisition costs rise. I talked about the first part. Second, acquisition costs do rise. It's just the nature of the game, because you go to colder and colder audiences. When your CPIs, cost per install, start increasing, despite running high performing middle of funnel ads. So if your CPIs are just going up, 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 9 times out of 10, it's the creative. Sometimes it might be that you're exhausting your warm audience niche. And then third, if your brand is new and needs to establish trust in the market, I'd only recommend this when you have a good amount of money to play with, if you've raised funding or are just extremely rich. All right, top of funnel strategies you can use. One is organic content. It's not really optimized for virality, not optimized for conversions either. The goal isn't to go viral, it's to show up consistently, useful, entertaining, and relatable content. So just like value-driven content, really. People don't trust brands based on their follower count anymore. There are creators with millions of followers, but 99% of them have negative comments because people don't trust them. Do me a favor, go to your favorite creator, look at their comments, you'll see what I mean. Instead, focus on posting consistently, creating helpful, interesting, or entertaining content, responding to comments, building real engagement, Or you could do awareness and reach campaigns. Now, this is the second part of it. So apart from organic, you can run reach campaigns on Meta. These ads aren't trying to convert, which typically makes them cheaper. You're just getting impressions. And they serve two key purposes. You're building brand trust, and then you can also gather retargeting data. So if someone watches this reach ad, you can retarget them with a more middle of funnel slash bottom of funnel ad, which is more likely to get them to convert because they've already seen it. An example, run short, fun, curiosity-based ads that explain what your app does without pushing for an install. Make it super cool. Second, you can comment on your own posts, humanizing your brand. Sounds simple, but most brands don't do this. Why it works, it makes your brand seem human and relatable. If you look at your favorite comment sections, no one's super professional and like suit and tied up. You know, it's just not like that. It's just super fun and relatable. Okay. So that's basically top of funnel, right? You're just driving trust, building awareness. Now, second is middle funnel. This is where the meat of your money and ad dollars will go through. Why do I need this app is the question people will be asking. So by this stage, people either know about your app or have a massive need for it. This is where you start optimizing for conversions. This is the example I gave. You're not going to ask someone to marry you on the first date. Top of funnel is dating. Middle of funnel is when you go for the proposal. Okay. So what does middle funnel actually do to you? It turns curiosity into action, installs, signups, purchases, etc. It tests different angles to find what's resonating with your audience and gathers data to refine your scripts, visuals, and targeting. When you implement this, do this right away. This is where your core ad spend should go, because if your product doesn't work, you don't have product market fit, you shouldn't be wasting money on anything else, and middle of funnel will tell you exactly how to spend your money and ad dollars efficiently. Now keep in mind, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel, and top of funnel strategies for what I am talking about is specifically for mobile apps. You will hear marketers tell you bottom of funnel is something totally different. That's when you get people to try to convert. Yes, totally understand. That makes total sense. But for lots of mobile apps, when you install the app, a lot of people don't actually do things within it. So that's why it's a little different here. Second, if your top of funnel efforts are bringing in awareness but no conversions. And then third, if you have a baseline CPA and need to refine targeting and messaging. Middle of funnel strategies that you can use, short form ads. Best formats, interviews, skits, and storytelling, green screen explainers, direct to camera ads, scripting process. What actually makes a script work? I'm gonna go through this really, really quick, and I can make more detailed videos about this if you guys are curious. Deep competitor research, testing different scripts against each other, and using data to refine messaging. The winning process for this is the 50-30-20 ad split. So 50% of ads should go to replications of top performers. 30% of ads should go to replications with major changes. So maybe having a different creator and changing the first 3 seconds of the hook or changing the call to action. So like major changes or different backgrounds. 20% of ads net new concepts, test something totally different. The mistake most people make is they change their best performing ads too much. If an ad is working, don't kill it. Just make more versions of it. Think, does this feel like a real person talking? Would someone stop scrolling for this? Is this tone conversational like a friend explaining it? Best example we talk to all our creators about is talk through the camera like you're talking to your friend on FaceTime. And that's basically the best way that you can do it. Okay, bottom of funnel. What do I do within the app? Let's say you download the app. What do you actually do within it? Installs mean nothing if your users don't convert into paying customers. So what really matters? How many of your users are generating revenue? That's all you care about. Like, that's literally it. That's why you started a company. Like, what are you doing? I'm kidding. Second, how can you get more users to activate key features? And three, how can you retain users for longer? What does bottom of funnel do for you? It increases retention and engagement, optimizes monetization, and reduces churn, boosting lifetime value. When you implement bottom of funnel strategies, once you've hit a CPI you're comfortable with, so let's say you're getting like sub $3 CPIs and that makes sense for your industry. Okay, let's spend more time thinking about bottom of funnel events. Let's start thinking more about bottom of funnel. Second, when you notice a drop off in user activation. So a lot of times, and you should totally be tracking this, and I can make a video about this later. If you're running ads to your app, if you see that people are dropping off within the first three steps of onboarding within your app, and you can track exactly which ad is leading to what, you'll know that you need to implement more bottom of funnel strategies to track this data more meticulously. And third, if you're scaling, but retention is an issue. First bottom of funnel strategy that you can use, in-app events and tracking. So what event matters most to you? An event meaning something specific within your app. So like a screen, an activation. So maybe that's signing up for a subscription. Maybe that's activating a certain feature. Maybe it's activating a browser extension. Maybe that's getting someone to purchase. Once you've identified these, you can optimize your ad campaigns to drive more of these actions. The way you do that is through your MMP. So if you're using AppsFlyer, they have tons of great documentation on how to implement that. It's totally free. It just takes some dev work and time. You can implement that, and then you can run ads straight from Meta, optimizing for these specific conversions. So you can see how much it costs per specific action after someone downloads your app. Second is retargeting campaigns. Cold traffic converts lower than warm traffic. It's just a fact. And what to do? Retarget users who installed but didn't complete key actions. Now, here's the caveat. Post iOS 14 update, Apple does not let you see data of who actually installed your app. So Meta won't tell you. You can't run retargeting campaigns to people who've installed your app. However, what you can do is get the emails of people that have signed up for your app and put those into Meta and then retarget them. It's technically not retargeting. It's like a lookalike list, basically. And you can create lookalike lists of your most valuable users. And you can test different audience segments to see who engages best. Okay, so that's basically it. Top of funnel, just to reiterate, build trust and awareness, show up with organic content, reach campaigns and relatable interactions. Middle of funnel, all of this, and then bottom of funnel, all of this. I know this one was a little quick. There was a lot of meat in a very small amount of time. I tried to keep this in under 20 minutes. However, I highly recommend you go through this and you watch it again if you need to. You can also sign up for a newsletter to get bite-sized bits of this that explain everything way more in depth. Or you can follow me on LinkedIn at Sycara2, I believe it is. And you can get all of this again in more condensed bite-sized pieces with a lot more information and contextualization. If you enjoyed this, it would mean the world if you could share this with a fellow mobile app founder. Honestly, like for everyone watching this right now, there's maybe 1% of you that will actually end up working with us that are eligible for working with us, because we work with very, very specific apps that are already spending a ton of money on ads, or have raised a lot of money in funding and have found product market fit. For the other 99% of you, I hope that this was super valuable. If it was, share it with a fellow mobile app founder, spread the good deed, spread the word. We'll try to get them as successful as we possibly can with all the strategies we've learned for paid ads for mobile apps. Hope you guys enjoy this video. Smash that like button, hit that subscribe button, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.